For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is up, Dodgers Nation? D-Mac here. We got a special emergency episode of Dodgers Dugout Live. The Dodgers have signed Will Smith to a 10-year contract extension. We're going to break it all down, everything you need to know, what it means for Will Smith, what it means for the Dodgers, and let me know down below in the comment section, what is your reaction to this extension? I see in the comments you guys saying that I got an extension. No, I'm not getting a dime of this. I wish I was, but no, this is not for me. We are remodeling the studio right now, so I'm going live through my laptop. So just give me a couple thumbs up. Let me know this sounds okay. D-Mac, the $140 million man from Mitchell Hopkins. Love the Dodger fam. Let's go. What's going to happen to Cartaya? We got this is amazing. Happy for you, D-Mac. Congrats on your extension. Yeah, I'm going to buy my mom a house. I'm going to buy my mom a Porsche. I'm going to make all my family members' dreams come true. My parents won't have to work a day after today because of this extension. Okay, you guys need to cut it out. D-Mac deserves an extension. Juice Narrows, thumbs up. Panini, thumbs up. Okay, cool. So yeah, guys, temporary. Let's work with it. We have to go live. It's the best we can do right now. Like I said, a lot of exciting new stuff here that we're putting in the studio, and we're working on it this week. So that's why we're going live this way. Sound is great. I love you, Doug. Love you back. Noah Cameras in the other room. Good sounds. Okay, so let's dive right into this. So an early birthday present for Smitty, turns 29 tomorrow, gets that extension done before that. It was first reported by Juan Toribio, and then it was reported by Fabian Ardai that it was going to be a 10-year contract that comes with $140 million guaranteed. This is per Jeff Passan of ESPN. And then Mark Feinsand, he reported that there is some deferred money in the deal. So first things first, I love this extension. This is a great extension for the Dodgers. You get an elite catcher. You get one of the very best catchers in the sport, and you lock him up. He had two more years of team control. He's someone that would have tested free agency, would have likely signed a deal 5-6 years, something close to what Real Muto got. Easily would have signed for over $100 million. Well, now you wipe out those 2 years. He was set to make $8.55 million for 2024. Then you were looking at a 50% raise in 2025, which would have been around $13 million. Well, that's the first thing we're going to do. Get your reaction. Drop those down below. By the way, you guys know the drill. Comment done so you're eligible for the next giveaway at 90,000. Also, hit that subscribe, by the way. But, yeah, first thing, let's just look at this deal and what it means for the Dodgers. Yeah, I see people out there talking about checkbook baseball. No, this isn't checkbook baseball. Okay, when you draft a guy in the first round, you develop him into an all-star level catcher and you extend him to a contract. That's how you get it done. Guess what? There were 29 other teams that could have selected Will Smith, but they didn't. So this isn't checkbook baseball. This is smart baseball. This is smart scouting, and this is great development. This is exactly what the Dodgers do. So I don't want to hear anything about that. This is the Dodgers flexing their muscle, and in the long run, hopefully getting a ton of value out of this contract. And now just look at this four. Look at the big four right here. They're all locked up. Will Smith, Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and now you got, of course, Mookie Betts. So the entire core four, top of that lineup, they are absolutely locked up for this run. You got to squeeze some World Series titles out of that, but just to have that stability, knowing that none of these guys are going to be gone in the near future, you're going to have that continuity, you're going to have that chemistry, and the bottom line is you just have a lot of great baseball players that are some of the best hitters at their position. Just look at that. Will Smith, one of the best hitting catchers. Freddie Freeman, one of, if not the best hitting first baseman. Mookie Betts, clearly the best hitting shortstop in the mix or whatever position he's at. Then Shohei Ohtani, the most dangerous hitter on the planet. That is how potent the top of this lineup is now. But really, we want to focus on the deal just at the top of this one because This is something we've been talking about on the show for how many years now? 3 years now. Just the fact that, yes, the Dodgers, they typically don't go the extension route. They don't extend a lot of their young players, but they kind of also don't have hard and fast rules. And what they do look for is opportunities to get value, and they know what they have in Will Smith. They have someone who is elite at what he does, and they saw an opportunity here. And I think Will Smith, he saw some security here. Now, the way I want to break this down is, if you look at the contract, $140 million for 10 years, okay? Had he played out this year, and then he came into his final year, like I said earlier, gets that 50% raise, gets a $13 million, around $13 million in his final year of arbitration, then enters free agency, he's going to be entering free agency in his age 31 season in 2026. Same age, JT Realmuto, he signed a $115.5 million contract with the Phillies, okay? Let's say he signs that same exact deal, then you add that with a $21.375 million for the final two arbitration years, that puts him at $136.875 million, okay? Two arb years, five-year deal. Could have been six. You would probably sign a six-year deal potentially, but let's just say a five-year deal. So you're talking about 7 to 8 years of salary that the Dodgers are basically able to spread over 10 years to get the AAV down. So that's what he's essentially doing. You're getting the security there. You're still being paid as an elite catcher, and everyone's happier. He loves being a Dodger. I spoke to him. You saw the interview I did with him in the clubhouse, and he loved being a Dodger. He loves the history of this franchise. He loves that it's essentially a catcher's factory from Roy Campanella and Mike Piazza and everyone that's come through this great organization. And I asked him, I said, hey, Will, have you been offered an extension? Have you had any extension talks with the Dodgers? And he said no. He said no, but guess what? Things change. The Dodgers, they operate on their own time clock, and it's no surprise that they got this deal done because this is a smart, sensible signing for this Dodgers team, and they get him locked up. So, like I said, from a contract standpoint, makes all the sense in the world for Will, makes all the sense in the world for the Dodgers. And like I said, when you spread it out like that, 140 divided by 10, you're feeling good about that. I mean, $14 million against that CBT. And 10 years, by the way, it's a historic contract. It's a historic contract for a catcher that turns 29 tomorrow. It is the longest ever contract for a catcher. Think about that. Historic deals all offseason for the Dodgers. You signed Yoshinobu Yamamoto, $325 million. That was the most money ever spent on a pitcher. Shohei Ohtani, a record $700 million contract. Now, you set a record for the longest contract ever given to a catcher. So this just adds to a historic offseason for Andrew Friedman and the Dodgers, and it's only going to get better. Now, the question out there, is he elite? Do you guys think that he was worth this kind of money? Let me know down below. So you guys are firing away in the comments. Yeah, it's great to be back. I see you guys out there. Congrats on the money, D-Mac. Congrats on the contract. Okay, guys, you guys are hilarious. D-Mac is still under team control. Like I said, my parents are never going to work a day of their lives. They're getting that mansion. I'm buying them a house. It's going to be great. Love you a ton, Doug. What up, Ricardo? Killing the game. My buddy over there. Yo, my dudes and dudettes. What up, Anthony Keene? 39 years old playing. So we're going to get into that. I'm going to touch on that in a little bit here because I think some people might look at this and say, do you give a 10-year contract to a catcher that is turning 29? Will he be a catcher for that entire contract? We'll talk about that in a second here, but I do want to get into your comments because I see a ton of them here. Avery, D-Mac the GOAT. What up, Avery? Represent Dodgers Nation always. Mookie Betts at Raising Cane's right now. I saw him a couple of hours ago. He was there doing his thing. Mookie is great. Mookie, by the way, I met a ton of you guys there. Met tons and tons of Dodgers Nation fans at Raising Cane's. You guys are showing me love. Appreciate you guys over there. And Mookie was great. How many Mookie Betts jerseys were there? I mean, how many fans were out there? I was blown away. Hundreds and hundreds there out to support Mookie Betts. He did his thing. And give Mookie credit, man. He transitions to going to right field, to second base, to shortstop. Now to being a Raising Cane's employee, man can do it all. Everything sounds good. Yep. All right, cool. Like I said, guys, doing some really cool stuff to the studio. We'll be back at it. Congrats, D-Max. Does this mean you're leaving? No, it does not, Alex. Chen Liu. Next, maybe Walker sees how he performs this year. Next year's 2025, Dodgers signed Japan pitching Roki Sasaki. I was thinking about Walker Buehler, and I'll give you some thoughts on that in a little bit. Roy Estrada need more reliable pitching and another bat. Bring up Pajes and move non-productive bat or Butterfingers in the field. Okay, a couple more here, and we'll get back to these. Yeah, Larry Parr got Will Smith, $14 million a year. Okay, that's another thing, too. Like I said, the haters out there are saying the Dodgers playing checkbook baseball. Absolutely not. 29 other teams could have drafted Will Smith. Instead, they didn't. The Dodgers, they had the scouting. They had the vision, knowing out of Louisville, he was going to be that guy. They developed him. 2019, he steps on the scene. He's been one of the best catchers ever since, and they brought back their own. After the sting of losing Corey Seager, to have someone like Will Smith, a homegrown talent, him being the one. Think about all these years we've been talking about. Is it going to be Julio Urias that they bring back? Is it going to be Corey Seager? Is it going to be Walker Buehler? Is it going to be Cody Bellinger? We had these debates for years. Which of the homegrown guys will they re-sign? It ends up being Will Smith. And I think it's a beautiful thing. I think he's absolutely earned this contract. We got the sweet investment. That's from Dr. Pennybags. Let's trade for Ezekiel Duran. Nailed it, Doug. What up, Justin Lamas? Always represent, my man. Hello, D-Mac. We got checkbook baseball. called that exactly, Gary A. Called keep it homegrown talent. Rangers don't need shortstops. Yeah, I'm going to talk about what this means for the treasure trove of catcher prospects within this organization. But it's been a minute since I've done this live, so I kind of want to read a lot of your comments. Congrats on the extension, Doug. Hey, man, it's a big day. I'm going to buy a Rolly today, a Lambo, treat myself to some cool stuff. Like I said, my parents aren't working a day on their lives. Great deal for the Dodgers. Terrible deal for those prospects in the pipeline. Anthony Keane, here's what I'll tell you about that. Just spending time around some of these Dodgers coaches and some of these minor leaguers, there's just great transparency and communication with the organization and with these players, in that when they step out on the field, one thing they tell these players is, you're not just auditioning for us. You're not auditioning just for our player development, our organization, and our analytics department. You're also auditioning for 29 other teams in Major League Baseball. And the players understand the process. And they almost look at it like this, is that even if I don't make my debut with the Dodgers, even if I don't have a role for the Dodgers just because of how much talent they're able to acquire elsewhere, that they're going to be in a better position to have success when they get traded, because they're going to have the advantage of other players that weren't developed in better organizations that didn't have the resources like the Dodgers. But if that player's goal is to play for the Dodgers, yeah, it's not great news for them. And hey, with some of these regional sports networks and some of these cash flow issues that other organizations are having right now, you definitely want to be in tight with this Dodgers team that they got an $8 billion TV deal. They make almost $500 million in revenue. They're instantly at the top in attendance. I predict they're getting 4 million people at the Ravine this season. So to your point, there's definitely some of that. Juice Narrows, repping always. What's up, my guy? What does this mean for Cartaya and Dalton trade chips? I think, look, first of all, Cartaya, I think he's just trying to improve at the plate, man. I mean, you're talking about a guy struggled breaking balls, inside fastballs. I mean, he's just trying to get himself right at the plate. And then they'll worry about what's next. Dalton rushing. You got a Tyrone LaRonza. There's a lot of catchers out there that I think at some point you're going to see flipped for impact pieces to address needs. I mean, look, we saw it happen a couple years ago when they traded Kaber Ruiz for Max Scherzer and Trey Turner along with Josiah Gray. So, yeah, it's a good problem to have if you're the Dodgers, because if there's any possibility of changing positions, I mean, maybe you explore that route. But look, catchers are very valuable and organizations need them. And as long as these guys are having success at the minor league level, it's only a good thing for the Dodgers. That's just the truth. If you want to find a way to keep these guys in your organization and transition to other areas, look, you can make guys into corner outfielders, right? You can make guys into possibly a third baseman. But we know first baseman is locked up with Freddie. We know DH is locked up with Otani, right? We know that there's some positions that you really can't. But for the most part, I think this is a good thing for sure. I hope for – and also, too, I want to point out that, look, Will Smith, I mean, you know, I've heard some stuff about Smith and just kind of the future, and he wants to be a catcher. He sees himself as a catcher. He's continued to develop as a leader, as a game caller. If you look at kind of some of his actual, no one really talks about his catching metrics and things like that. But if you kind of look at where he's at from that standpoint, look, he's definitely up there. I mean, he's definitely someone who has improved from that standpoint as a framer, as a game caller. You know, he's seen around league average from Fangraphs. Baseball Prospectus has him at above average. But as a actual defensive catcher, when you combine what he does offensively, he's right up there with Adley Rutschman. I mean, maybe it's a peg below for sure, but still, I mean, right up in the top tier, right up in the top tier. We got Get Rid of Lux. That's from Eddie Ramos. Why is Gavin Lux catching strays in a Will Smith extension live stream? I don't understand it. My wife, this is from Mitchell Hopkins. My wife asked why you are live streaming your own contract. Okay, good one. Okay, good one. Keep him coming, ladies and gentlemen. We got the Gabriel Avila. That's great. He's in the top five in catchers. Yeah, let's talk about that. Because one thing I will say when it comes to, I always laugh when I read an analysis about a player's contract, especially when they point to stuff that the player did years ago, because teams don't sign players to contracts for what they've done. It's about what they think they're going to do for them in the future. But your track record is your track record, and it does tell a lot about what you're going to be able to do for the team and kind of where you're trending. And when you look at Will Smith, he made his first All-Star team in 2023, hit 19 home runs, 119 weighted runs created plus, dealt with some injuries, had a cracked rib, had a concussion, was banged up, and yes, didn't have his best year, but since he made his debut on May 28, 2019, he's hit 91 home runs. That's second in Major League Baseball, only behind Salvador Perez's 105. He's right up there at the top in so many different categories, and that's why the Dodgers really felt good about this. You want elite at a lot of different positions, and that's exactly what he is. I mean, like I said, since that debut, since he took over in 2020, that's really when things started to kick off for real for Will Smith. He took the next step. That 2020 season, when he became the Dodgers' full-time catcher, he leads all, I'm on my fan graphs right now, he leads all of Major League catchers with 14.3 F4. Every single catcher in Major League Baseball since 2020, Will Smith is number one in F4 at 14.3, in runs scored 243, 198 walks, underrated part of his game, and he's second in weighted runs created plus at 128. So he's been 28% above the average. He's second with a...
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
474 slugging percentage and a 360 on-base percentage, a 13.2 B-WAR, 76 home runs, 266 RBI. So you can find every single advanced analytic, every single counting stat you want. If you want to go as basic or as in-depth as you want, everything points to the fact that Will Smith is a top 2 to 3 catcher in all of Major League Baseball since he's been full-time. And you look at his body, too. It's one thing I want to point out. That's one thing that stood out. I mean, the first thing I said to Will Smith when I saw him during spring training is, man, what was that off-season routine looking like? Because he was looking like Popeye. The arms, the physique, keeps himself in shape. He's durable. And also, he plays through injury. He's tough. Who dubbed him the Clutch Prince, right? Your boy. You saw the walk-offs. You saw the home run there that kept the Dodgers alive there. They really changed their season in Game 5 of the 2020 NLCS. So, does a lot of things at an elite level. But let's go down to the comment section here, guys. Welcome, Dodgers Dugout Live emergency episode. Like I said, I'm using my laptop camera. We're still fixing things here. We've got a revamp studio. A lot of surprises coming your way. We've got a phone booth happening here, apparently. We got Muncy, Taylor, Stone, and Vargas. We got Fears 10 or 59. I think Smith is worth it. One of the most productive and defensively superior catchers in the game. Well said. Well said there. Gabriel, my man Gabriel Galef. This guy's a great ball knower, okay? I know him on Twitter. His Twitter handle is Dodgers and Dumbbells. So he knows a little something about Popeye arms. What other position would he switch to? I could see him at third. So if you remember a couple years ago, he did play an inning or so at third base. At Louisville, he played third base. And it just, for me, he has secured his bag, right? He has secured the bag. He's financially set. So I think for me, if you're Will Smith, obviously he wouldn't have considered a position change 2 years left of team control, right? He wanted to get paid as an elite catcher, so that was never under any consideration. But maybe if they don't have that third baseman down the line and he wants to save his legs and focus on what he does best, which is hitting. So let's not forget, as good of a catcher as he is defensively, as far as the improvements that he's made, even if he continues to get better, his strength is going to always be what he does with the stick, what he does with the bat. That's not going to change. So that to me is why you could open the door and leave that window cracked for position change, because that's a very long time to be under contract. Like I said, if you look at defensively where he sits, yeah, I mean, he's definitely okay. He's definitely solid and more than justifies it. But third base would be interesting. Corner outfield. I mean, we've seen position changes from catcher spots. I mean, Joe Torre famously changed. How about BJ Surhoff famously changed? Craig Biggio went to second base famously. So, and we've seen again and again at the position, you can go from a catcher to play another position. How about Kenley Jansen going to a all-star level closer from the catcher spot? But we got somebody better replace Barnes after Boomer Esiason. D-Cam, hey, D-Mag, your brother is here forever. Now, are you happy? I'm ecstatic. You guys know. I mean, I'm Will Smith's number one fan because love the way he plays the game. It's just no BS, okay? All this guy wants to do is go out there and play baseball, and he does it at an elite level. He's one of those guys that is the absolute glue guy on a World Series winning team, right? He's someone that, yeah, I don't think that Will Smith is a number one star on a World Series winning team, but he's one of those guys where, yeah, he's like right up. You remember what Tino Martinez was for the Yankees? A guy like that, where you on a big market, you got big stars. But then who's the guy who got the big hit in the big game? It's the Will Smith types. He gets the big clutch home run because you don't want to pitch to Mookie. You don't want to pitch to Shohei. You don't want to pitch to Freddie. Well, now you got your cleanup hitter in Will Smith. So for him, it's really just about staying fresh and staying healthy, because last year that was really the issue. I mean, we got so jaded with Will Smith that we looked at last year's season where he hit 19 home runs, where he had a 4.4 F4 as a down year. But he'll never tell you this, and he'll never make this excuse. He wasn't at 100%. Anthony Keene says, I can envision a world where Will Smith moves to first base one day. First base is another option. You still have Freddie Freeman for a couple years. How about this? We're on the talk of extensions. Freddie Freeman. I know it sounds crazy. It's a crazy idea when you sign him to 6 years, $162 million. But look what the Dodgers gave Justin Turner. 2 years, $34 million a couple years ago at 36, 37. He's older, right? I mean, Freddie Freeman looks like he's getting age well. I always call Freddie Freeman baseball's version of fine wine the way he ages. So, hey, I just want to keep this core intact as long as possible because I think this is a group that can win multiple World Series champions. D-Mac looks Korean now? What does that even mean? What are you talking about? D-Mac, what up, Hector X? This means top catching prospects are available for a trade for a left side infielder. Look, we've been talking about it on the show. I think that you're not going to see them jump the gun on that, because let's not forget, they have a surplus not only at the catcher spot, you also have a surplus of right-handed arms and a lot of pitching talent as well. So if you're the Dodgers, you want to consider that. You're not just going to say, okay, from a leverage standpoint, that doesn't really make sense from the Dodgers, right? Oh, the Dodgers, they locked up Will Smith. Let's go call and see if we can get one of these catchers, right? And it's not like they're win-now pieces anyway for these teams. a Diego Cartaya, a Dalton Rushing, a Tyrone Lorenzo. Those aren't these win now pieces. So that's more of a thing where the Dodgers take those catchers prospects and they explore the trades. They go to teams to try to get those deal done. But yeah, hey, when I wake up at 3:30 in the morning, well, I actually wake up at 2:30 in the morning now because I'm jet lagged. So that's just, I'm like up and at them that time. But when I used to wake up at 3:30 in the morning, a cold sweat, it is the left side of the infield that I'm thinking about. And to your point, yeah, this is not going to cut it for the entire season. And I know the narrative that they're pushing out there, and I see people saying, oh, the left side of the infield, never doubt Mookie Betts. I don't doubt Mookie Betts. I don't. Mookie Betts is as talented of an athlete as there is in any sport. The versatility that it requires to go from right to second to shortstop. What did Ken Griffey Jr. tell me? Ken Griffey Jr. told me that he told Mookie he was crazy, right? And that he just wanted to win gold gloves at other positions. Look, most of the time at age 31, that's when shortstops are considering changing positions, right? That's when Cal Ripken Jr. is sliding over to third base and things like that. Rarely do you see it where you're you never see it where you're actually starting that position at shortstop at that age. So I just think it's a tough ask. And I think for me, the last thing I want to see is if Mookie Betts plays this entire season at shortstop. And I do think there's a world where when you have left-handed pitching, you'll have Miguel Rojas in and maybe Mookie at second, maybe Lux on the bench, and he won't play every game at short. But let's say he is the full-time everyday shortstop and all the wear and tear that requires and what that means for your legs. If he doesn't have a good postseason, I don't know what to say, okay? Because I don't think that you put him in the best position to succeed at the plate and play a full 162-game season if you're doing that. Now, it's out of necessity right now. But Willy Adames, all I'm going to say. You guys know, if he ever gets traded, don't forget who's the first guy to tell you about Willy Adames literally years ago when we did the options, before they traded for Trey, and we were talking about the way long-term episode. Willy Adames is someone who's elite defensively. He can leave the yard. He's under one more year of team control, and I think that could be the move. But I don't think you necessarily want to burn a top catching prospect for a guy on 1 year, but yeah, we'll dive on that one into that one a little bit. But I absolutely think that the left side of your infield, you can't have that be a weakness for the Dodgers. D-Mac, what do you see happening to Austin Barnes in the future? I mean, they're gonna let his contract play out, right? I mean, two words, Clayton Kershaw, right? BFFs forever. Clayton Kershaw is not going to sit back and watch the Dodgers do anything with Barnes this year. And I think you look at the catchers in this organization. Look, Barnes is still really instrumental and useful in developing what they have now. Let's not forget, Gavin Stone is still trying to establish himself. Bobby Miller, Michael Grove, all these other guys. His voice matters. And in a big league clubhouse, that's not something easy to achieve. It's honestly very difficult. And for his voice to carry the weight it does, when you look at how he is as a player, considering to how important his voice is, look, it's almost like he's an all-star in there. That's how well-respected Austin Barnes is. Let's not forget, he was the one that was catching Yamamoto, right? Would things be a little bit different? I don't think so, but I think that his future is they're going to let his contract play on. That's going to be the end of that. Roy Estrada should have traded Muncy in I think Muncy's still, as long as he has 30 home runs, 100 RBI, and yeah, he's just miscast. I hate to say it. Mookie might need to go back to right field to keep Lux in the lineup. David E. Going a little off topic on the Will Smith thing here, but Mookie wanted to play second base, and that's going to be just the competition level. How does Jason Hayward looking right? Jason Hayward defensively still elite. Do they want to keep Gavin Lux in the lineup? Lux has really looked good defensively the last couple of games. He had a home run last night. So to your point, though, Mookie going back to right, the plan was to keep him fresh and try to avoid running back and forth 9 times. So there you go. Hey, D-Mac, got an extension after slapping Chris Rock. Okay, that's from Mitchell. I hate to say it, but I feel like the other Louisville catcher might be gone. Rushing is my favorite prospect. He is. He's great. What up, Dodgers Nation? What up, Jose? What up, Jesus? You going to be there tomorrow, D-Mac? You know it. If I see any of you guys, come say what's up. Mr. Classic, D-Mac for sure got Korean skincare. I did it, but my wife certainly did. She secured the bag. Time to extend D-Mac. What up, Alex? His skin looks... You guys are crazy, man. Still waiting for a Dodgers Nation hat, Boomer Sasson. Where do you get on those hats? Trust me. Keep bugging me. I'm trying to... I know you guys want the Dodgers dugout merch, too. That logo and the face and all that stuff. So, trust me. We're working on stuff. His skin is on the cop level. You guys are crazy now. Dodgers play tomorrow. As a SoCal native, I'm deeply ashamed of Ipe. He had one job or client. You know, I'm actually dropping something else. I have so many more thoughts on Shohei Ohtani and this situation. I feel like half of my existence now is just thinking about this whole ordeal, and I go back and forth. But Dalton Rushing and Diego Cartaya are trade bait. A super chat from MM4 Forever. Will they trade Cartaya now after Smith signing? So just quick and dirty on that. I don't think they would want to trade Cartaya right now until he proves that his bat is closer to what it was before he struggled in Double A. And what they'll tell you about the biggest difference is, once you prove you can hit Double A pitching, then your stock is at a much higher and sustainable level. And that's when teams really start to look at you as, yes, you're still a lottery ticket, but you're a little bit of a safer risk. So I think that to get the most value out of him, they're going to want to try to increase the stock a little more, and they're going to want to wait for that. 600 plus in the chat. Yeah, do me a huge favor. Smash that like button. Like I said, this is Dodgers Nation, your channel. This is your show. I'm just hosting it, guys. We got $14 million a year for top five catcher. That's a bargain. Exactly, Gabriel. $14 million a year for someone who is a top shelf catcher, someone that's unbelievable for the organization, someone who I think really epitomizes the culture of this organization. Just trying to win a baseball game, not taking an at-bat off, plays hard, plays tough. His character, 10 out of 10, off the charts. I hate having to type in Will Smith, then Will Smith. Oh, my. Mitchell Hopkins. This is, I don't have my comment of the day button, but if I did, I would press it. I hate having to type in Will Smith, then Will Smith baseball, then Will Smith Dodgers to actually get the real Will Smith. I have hated that for years. This is what I have done to counter that. You have to just bookmark the real Will Smith. When you bookmark the real Will Smith, we know Will Smith took the other Will Smith deep in the NLCS a couple years ago. So he deserved, after that home run in game five of the Atlanta Dodgers series, of the LA Atlanta series, Will Smith should have been the top there. But I agree, that's super duper annoying. We got the Dodgers are overdue for a big trade, Mr. Classic. Don't threaten me.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With a good time, you guys know. Talk trades, nothing makes my day than a trade. We got Love It, Let's Roll, Dodgers Blue. For sure, that's from Sky Step Drones. Dave S. says, great to have the Fresh Prince locked up. Ray Mandy, I was at the game when Will Smith got his first hit. I knew he was going to be a great catcher. Will Smith is D-Mac's cousin, B. Guzman. Rene Delgado, I believe four of the top 30 top Dodgers prospects are catchers. What will they do with them? It's pretty simple. Trade them, see if anyone has the potential to change positions. Even then, with the Dodgers, how loaded they are and how many block positions they have, does any of that actually make sense? I mean, look, they just know how to find catchers, and you're going to see them use them in trades. And it's something that I think you could see maybe a starting pitcher. We'll see who stays healthy and if guys get injured. The problem, though, and I think one of the big questions we'll be answering, is Corbin Burns was traded. Dylan Cease was traded. Jordan Montgomery was signed. Blake Snell was signed. There's not that many options out there. There's no guarantees that Jesus Suzardo is going to be made available, right? Scooble, I mean, who's really going to be that guy on the market this year? That top trade target from a starting pitcher standpoint. And you're not going to want to see the Dodgers go out there and flip one of these trade targets for a bullpen piece, right? But I think a shortstop is someone that is something that that might be interesting. I'll throw out a name. I'm just going to mention it really quickly. I've been thinking about this guy for a little while now. Of course, UCLA Bruins, so you know, I got to show him some love. Matt McClain for the Cincinnati Reds. Just remember that name, Matt McClain for the Cincinnati Reds. Could the Dodgers trade for him? And could he be the shortstop of the future? Just throwing it out there because it's interesting. We got, this is interesting. We got, come on, you know the NL West is an arms race. How about the NL West basically being like the SEC now? I mean, you got a lot of teams, competitive teams, and NL West, they're great for baseball. I mean, you have all these guys going out and trying to do whatever they can to assemble the best roster because they know you've got a juggernaut, right? You've got a juggernaut in the Dodgers. Congrats, D-Mac. Yeah, no, it's pretty awesome. Yeah, my bank account just looked at it and just went crazy. The 140, when that deposit hit on the 140, it's going to be amazing. Obviously, that's not how it works. But Will Smith is solid, dependable, excellent baseball player. D-Mac compared to the JT Realmuto contract is a steal. Yeah, we talked about JT earlier. Upgrade the bullpen right now. It still suck. And Dodgers need to get rid of bum pitchers. I think, look, I mean, you still have guys like Evan Phillips and Joe Kelly and Bruzdar Gratterall. Blake Treinen, we'll see what he's able to do. JP Fireyzen, we'll see what he's able to do. There are some big questions, but I'm not overly concerned about the bullpen. I still think there's enough talent, and I would not roll out the Dodgers. In fact, I can almost guarantee, let's not forget, you brought back Ryan Brazier late, and he's someone that was their best reliever last year. So I would not rule out them going out there and adding either a Chris Martin or Ryan Brazier type that they know is going to excel in their system, or go out there and trade for a bigger name if they want a permanent closer. Does Kenley Jansen, does his name start to surface again? So I'm not overly concerned. D-Mac, Smith saw Boris's client shit the bed on long-term deals. Hey, that's interesting that you say that about Scott Boris, because Scott, think about this. Will Smith, Apex Baseball. Will Smith's represented by Apex Baseball. Who left Apex Baseball? It was Blake Snell. It was Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso can't get an extension with the Mets. Blake Snell, he wasn't able to get the deal that he wanted to. And Apex Baseball, Will Smith, they signed the first 10-year contract for a catcher, $140 million. I think really it's about the Dodgers have money. They have $8 billion TV deal. And they have the $8 billion TV deal. Teams are really struggling. It's more about that. But, yeah, really good point, though. I agree. Cool. Yeah, a couple more here, guys. Scott Boras definitely changed the landscape of long-term contracts. That's from Mr. Classic. Paul Gutierrez, still need to replace Austin Barnes. He can't hit. I got a super chat here from Ryan M. Appreciate that. $2. Congrats, D-Mac, on your 10-year extension. Look, how about this, guys? I'm going to have to buy everyone PS5s. Maybe I'll get everyone Will Smith jerseys. But I don't know. Tim Anderson is horrible. What if Tim Anderson does have a big bounce back year, though? Could he be some of the Dodgers trade for? Arenado is getting too old for Mr. Classic. Dustin Dugan, how long are we willing to believe the Dodgers will win the World Series? Do we say it isn't happening if they don't do it within 3 years? I like this question. It's a good question. And I think that it just depends on how close they got in these 3 years. How healthy was their team? Did they make a managerial change? I think for this year to be a success for the Dodgers, I'm not going to just flat out say that they should win the World Series, because you're just a fool to call any team World Series or bust. Because right now the Dodgers have a 16. Imagine that. Imagine spending over $1 billion in your roster. Over $1 billion, and you have a 16% chance of winning the World Series. It's just not how it works in baseball. Having said that, I do think for this team to be considered a success, barring health, you have to at least get to the World Series. That's not going to be an easy task. You got the Braves out there. You got a competitive division out there. But still, this team is too talented not to get those results, especially after not showing up the last two seasons, where you want to combine 211 games and you have just one postseason win to show for it. But as far as, look, I mean, sometimes it's the year that you don't expect it, that it does happen. Baseball just weird like that. But if they don't win one the next 3 years, I think you would have to start to get nervous. Because how many prime years does Mookie Betts have? He's 31. How many prime years does Freddie Freeman have, right? So Freddie Freeman and all these guys, they're not getting any younger. I mean, Freddie's 34. He turns 35 in September. Mookie Betts is 31. So 3 years from now, I mean, you're talking about it pretty being unlikely that they're going to be MVP type players, right? Guys that are number two or three in MVP voting like they were last year. Can you expect that in 3 years? Odds are no. So they do have to win it in the next 3 years. I agree with you on that one. Michael Negrete, the best Japanese. I'm not even going to read that because it sounded kind of offensive. But Dave S. might not have been, but, you know, don't take the risk. Give Barnes his extension. That might be the comment of the show. That might be the comment of the show. The best catcher is Michael Piazza. Max, Mr. Martin, Max, defense didn't help. Need to call Brother Crosby. Ray Soto, if we are only up three or four games at the deadline, shake up the left side. That's from Ray Soto. Remember the name I told you? No one's talking about him. I'm telling you, McLean. I'm still smelling Willy Adames, Mr. Classic. Look, I can tell you the Dodgers are interested in Willy Adames. I'm sure they have made communication with the Brewers about Willy Adames. When I talked to Andrew Friedman in Korea, that's what I was trying to pry out of him. One, are you looking to sign any of these pitchers available? And two, are you looking to add to the left side of the infield? And what did Andrew Friedman tell me? He said that if there's an opportunity to make a move that can help this team, we're not going to hesitate, right? And I just don't think the Brewers want to trade Willy Adames right now because they think that it's baseball. They're in a weaker division. They could win it, and anything could happen. He feels like a deadline possibility, though. Betts is going to be temporary at shortstop. Muncy at third base is concerning. Absolutely. I mean, did you see the second game? Made two errors, did not look good, and just not fielding things cleanly and not making the plays he needs to make. Just make the routine plays. We're not asking you to be Manny Machado, right? We're not asking you to be Manny Machado or Nolan Arenado or anything like that. We just want you to be just as close to average as humanly possible. But a couple more here, guys, and we're going to head out. Emergency episode. Thanks for rocking with us here in the afternoon. Dodgers Dugout Live. We are back. We are so back in the mix. We got Richard. D-Mac, do you think the situation with Ipe has affected the performance of Shohei? Hasn't seemed to be elite like the beginning. Richard, so I think it's very premature to make that assumption, but I will say that we should absolutely monitor how Ohtani is going to perform early on. Monitor the body language, monitor just how he's carrying himself, because this has to be extremely, extremely stressful. There's an open investigation with Major League Baseball, IRS, law enforcement, things of that nature. That can't be easy. On top of that, you're losing someone that was considered your brother, your best friend. How is he going to deal with that? That was the question I was going to ask Shohei at the press conference when he read his statement, was how big of an adjustment is it going to be for you? I was going to ask him about eBay or anything like that, but I'm sure it has to be something. Dave Roberts did say that he does feel like he's less guarded now, that he's engaging with his teammates more. So I did think in the long run, it's a good thing for him, that he's going to grow because of this. But look, Shohei Ohtani is Shohei Ohtani. This man was born to hit bombs, and I think he's going to continue to do just that. And the hard contact's been there, too. Think about that. Lots of hard contact. Rob Clown Fred, I like that. Who said that? Metal Rules V, that's a fire take. Can we please set aside all the Ipe stuff and just enjoy opening day? Amen, man. We've been talking all Ohtani for so long. But, yep, guys, maybe we'll go live a little later because you guys are fired up in the chat. $5 from IB Stroking. My man, IB Stroking, you pretty much paid for so many Korean barbecue outings for me, so many beers. Their beer there is called Cass, C-A-A-S. Pretty fire domestic beer there in Korea. So I want to shout you out, IB Stroking. PSA, make sure all you T-Mobile and PCS customers sign up for your MLB TV subscriptions. I like that. You're basically a paid advertisement right there, IB Stroking. Any way you got to watch baseball, find a way to watch baseball. I will say that. And if that's the way you got to do it, then do it. Boris will get Soto $500 million. Look, here's the thing. Everyone's dogging Scott Boris. If Scott Boras was representing Shohei Ohtani, he would have gotten Shohei Ohtani $700 million. Okay, I guarantee you that. So it definitely been a bad offseason for him, but that's just because teams have been cheap. And Boras sees the light at the end of the tunnel next season and probably wants to get his clients better deals in the long run. So, yeah, I know a lot of people are dragging Boras, but you got to say what you want. He's the most successful and the most influential, iconic agent in the history of sports. And there's not a close second. So hate him or love him, that's just the truth. All I'm about in this show always is the truth, guys. But a couple more walk-off shots here. D-Mac, will you be at the Ravine tomorrow? Yes, John C-3PO LaRude. Fire name, John O. LaRude. Got the helmet at first. We know why. God bless him. But I will be at the game. We'll be trying to go into one game a series. Got the permanent credential this year. So we're going to be giving you behind-the-scenes access. Lots of fun, surprising stuff. It's going to be a big year at Dodgers Nation. So if I see you there, scream my name, and I'll give you a shout-out for sure. Sasaki going to the Padres with Darvish. That's from Alexandria U. Hey, just because he was wearing some Padres gear does not mean that. By the way, you see when I asked Andrew Friedman, and I said, hey, don't worry, I'm not going to show you a picture of Roky Sasaki in a Dodgers jersey, and he started laughing. I think I know that smile. That smile is very telling. But, here we got Michael Hoffer, Will Smith only getting $100 million. Ipe has laid claim to first $40 million. Okay, calm down. Thanks for hopping on, D-Mac. It's been a while and always a good time. Yeah, guys, for sure. Also, I want to plug something before I leave. I'm dropping the vlog from opening day. Put some good time into this one. You guys are going to love this one. So definitely be on the lookout. I'm going to drop that probably around 4 or 5 o'clock. So be on the lookout for that. But that is going to... Roy Estrada, did you really just say Jim Abbott can feel better than Muncie? Come on now. I shouldn't have read that. But that's going to do a great show. Robert, thank you. Appreciate you guys. Thank you guys all. Great to be back. And as always, make sure you subscribe to the number one Dodgers YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. Comment done so you're eligible for our next giveaway. We're going to hit it at 90K. Also, I do want all your thoughts and reaction of the Dodgers extension for Will Smith. Remember, another brings us together quite like Dodger baseball. And until next time, think blue.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.